Lynn's going to check the camera and see that Meoward is there holding a few different trays of things.
Oh, he's going to open the door and, let me take one. Let me take one. Oh. Let me take some off your hands.
Are you guys in love?
Oh.
Bay turns on music and it's, quit playing games with my heart.
Okay. Lynn is starting to flush a little. He's going to turn it off.
The doorbell will ring once again. If you look at the camera, you see it is Dr. Pulled Pork.
And say, man, I can't believe it. Those other gummies, remember, they look just the same, right?
Yes, you guys asked me to look into that. I forgot to tell you guys about this. So yes, there is a difference. There seem to be gummies that were mixed with direct sewage.
Oh.
You know, you kind of ate shit. I hate to say that to your face.
From what Silver Powder said, I think Silver Powder got them from Tommy. Oh, speaking of Tommy, you know, that guy died and somebody's trying to pin his murder on me?
Yeah, I did see that you're wanted for that. I couldn't believe that. I mean, obviously yeah. You didn't do that, right?
Obviously, right. You believe me. Okay, I could never. I feel sorry for the guy and his husband. If I wanted to maybe go direct to the source, where would I go?
Yeah, you can come to me. I make Max gummies in gender fluid on the side. I mean, if you ever want a side job, I'm sure I can get my boss to work with you.
So, like, what would I be doing?
Well, I mean, if you want to take over the deliveries, I can go back to mainly producing. I'm kind of doing two jobs right now on top of working at gender fluid. I drop off the drugs in the morning at the zoo.
So I would just take it from you and then take it to the clubs. What's the boss's name again?
Oh, they go by Submarine. Welcome to Roll Gay Roleplay, a real gay, real play D&D podcast. I'm Chris the DM, and I have been listening to Coheed and Cambria nonstop this week.
Ooh,
chaotic, wow. Bisexual.
Is that Clover song?
The Suffering.
Their best album.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I play Linspector St. Tit, and I've just been listening to my angsty 2020 Washing the Dishes mix again. Yeah. I was so healthy mentally at that time.
My name is Brandel, and I once on a date with a bisexual man was locked in a car for about 20 minutes as he made me listen to exclusively Coheed and Cambria because I told him I was into alternative music.
Oh my God.
He was like, no, you really like this one. It's very long.
And I'm just imagining you scratching like a little cat boy. Let me out. There's no air conditioning.
Aw. I'm Tisha. I play Rux Baldacchino, and I recently downgraded my Spotify, so I've been listening to a lot of ads.
Oh.
Good luck, soldier. Nice.
I feel that. Yeah.
Hey there. I am Jonathan, and I wear utila kilts unironically.
Yes.
What's the utila part of the kilt?
Yeah.
It's got pockets.
Its utility is carry.
Don't all kilts have pockets?
Where?
Do they have like room for hammers or something?
They have the little fur pouch.
I know they have
the
little fanny pack looking thing in the front. Oh, I'm also completely lying. I would never wear a utila kilt in my entire life. Ever.
Oh, come on. You would look cool in a green.
I would blacksmith in one.
I would never be a blacksmith.
I think the green would.
I would never build swords. Is that they build swords? I mean, I would never. I would never do that.
On a very related note, we have a question.
What's?
Well, it kind of is because Jonathan, you said you would never be caught in a utila kilt.
Oh my God! What's the question?
The question is, what would you never, ever, would never, have never, could never, shan't ever
not do? Shan't, bitch. Yes.
Shan't. I shan't ever do it.
Shan't do it.
Yeah.
Something you have never done, have no desire to, and will never do.
Shan't do.
Shan't. I shan't skydive. It's never going to happen. I'm not doing it. I have no interest in it. I know what falling feels like. It's not fun. You're not getting me up in a plane. If I'm getting up in a plane, I better land fucking safely. I'm not jumping out of it.
Really? I could.
Nah.
Would you go bungee jumping?
I've done that. I've done bungee jumping. So and I think because I've bungee jumped, I didn't like it. I was falling going, oh, this isn't fun. This isn't fun.
This just feels dangerous.
It was 130 feet of me going, oh, like this. And there's a video of me doing it, and it looks like I was taking a wrestling bump. I, like, had my hands spread out. I had my back flat to the ground. I was like, they were like, just go limp. And I was completely braced as if I was going to hit the ground. It's so.
Oh, no.
You could hear the cameraman go, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would love to go skydiving. I would say the thing that I shan't ever do is anything deep water diving.
Yeah. Yes.
I've watched so many horror movies. I can recite lines from Chucky to you. Okay. I have watched Exorcist. Nothing scares me more than like that fucking documentary about the ocean. Like nothing scares me more than that. And then like my boyfriend, he's like, oh, like you can come with me and I'll keep you safe. I'm like, boy, what you gonna do with a whale?
Or like 14,000 metric tons of water pressure barely keeping you alive in this
metal tube. Like, yeah. No. So, yeah, you will never find me at anybody's coral reef. You'll never find me swimming with anybody's dolphin. It's not for me.
See, I think I could do like one of the like upper layer where like you don't get the bends if you have to escape in an emergency and swim up. Like, I'm not going in a submarine. I'm not going into the deep ocean. Not that I'll ever have the chance to go into space, but I also feel like going to space would really fuck me up.
Yep.
Because I have a hard time like thinking about being alive on a planet. And then the immense enormity and vastness and emptiness of space. Like, it's your brain has such a hard time comprehending that, period. Like,
so speaking on that, because I have like this weird fear of like vast open spaces. Two things that fuck me up every time I get on TikTok and I have to like immediately switch is scientists who talk about space and how it's always expanding. So that just doesn't compute. And then number two, the size comparison of planets versus suns versus like nuclear leprechaun suns, whatever the fuck they call them. Yeah.
You got it.
It's incomprehensible the size of our universe and like the fact that we are one galaxy in billions of galaxies and like it's.
They're called like dwarf giant suns and our sun is like fucking pebbles compared to like some of these other fucking stars that are out there. Girl, bye.
Or like these giant cosmic forces, like a black hole.
Baby, listen, I said just make it fast, y'all. If I gotta go, just make it fast. Yeah.
See, this question was hard for me because I'm always down for trying anything morally ethical at least once. I'm down for the experience, even if I don't like it. Like, I don't think I would like skydiving, but I definitely want to do it at least once. I've been scuba diving and I thought it was pretty cool. Getting out wasn't as fun and it took a long time, but, so I think I would have to say probably heroin, I guess, or giving birth.
Oh,
yeah. Those are also two really good answers.
Cause I think heroin, that's the one that makes you not be able to poop, right?
Oh, I didn't know about. I know that heroin fucks up your.
We just got to take ayahuasca.
I feel like heroin is the one that fucks up your teeth, if I'm not mistaken.
Carrying a child fucks up your teeth. A pro tip to anyone with a uterus, never, ever, 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 ever look up the side effects of having a child on your body because it's horrific. It literally is a parasite. Twilight got it right where Bella literally turned into a little terrible skeleton. Your teeth can just fall out. Like.
It's not, to me, it's not the being pregnant part that scares me or that makes me say, oh, absolutely not. I will never be pregnant. It's more of the giving birth part, that whole, even though it takes like, it's like one day out of the however many days you're pregnant.
It could
that's the part that I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Girl, because labor can last for, like, you can be in labor for a while.
Yeah, you can be in labor for days.
Yeah.
That's the part that I'm like, no, I shall not do that. If I end up pregnant, it is staying in my body for the rest of my life. I will die.
Oh.
Also, calling children parasites, that's chef's kiss. Like,
I want to make it very clear that Tisha did not call children parasites.
Oh, no, I know who said it, and I am co-signing it.
Well, I got two. One, Jonathan made me remember that I will absolutely never consider, like, cave diving.
Oh, fuck no. That.
Oh, yeah.
I turned those videos off. Off. Can't look.
Not
if
a
you
chance.
Are a spelunker, go to a psychiatrist.
Oh, my God. First of all, I do go to a psychiatrist, and I have been spelunking, and it's pretty cool. In Tennessee, it's a really cool experience. You should try it. But yes, I do.
Maybe.
Tisha, I'm imagining you getting stuck like that guy. Like,
no.
No, thank you.
Never going to be crawling through nothing.
Like, those tight fucking spaces, girl? No.
There's one where you're above water, and then you dive down through a cave that is completely underwater, and then you make it up the other side.
Absolutely
but
not.
But while you're in the cave, it's dark. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Hard pass.
And the second one is skiing. Like, I'm not rich and white enough to enjoy that. But also, it's where rich white people go to die. You just hit a fucking tree going 60 miles an hour and you explode.
As someone who grew up skiing. Yeah.
I'll put on a cute coat. I'll ride the thing up the mountain. I'll sit in a hot tub with Coco. I'm not skiing.
Because it really does give Moira Rose like on like some the good stuff. And then she just hits a tree and she's out.
Well, didn't that goop lady hit somebody while she was skiing and have like
yes, Gwyneth Paltrow, yes.
Not goop lady, and she's a whole actress.
Goop lady.
Wow. But yes, Gwyneth Paltrow did take somebody out. I think that she won the case because it all came out some about lies.
Yeah, and then she wished him well.
Yeah, she sure did. She pageant queened the fuck out of him.
She leaned in a whisper. That was basically a lick in his ear. That was so fucking personal.
Like, she, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, low-key, she's a low-key a little, I feel like, out of touch. But she's
low-key.
Okay.
Low-key out of touch.
She's high-key out of touch with the general public. But when mama feels like serving, she will serve.
And it's all unironic. Like, her whole, that's just what you would expect from her.
Yes. Absolutely. Come on, Goop Lady. Is she a friend of the podcast? So yes, cave diving. You got me on that one. I'm adding that to the list of things I will never do.
For sure. That's more than skydiving. I would rather jump out of a plane than be crawling through a fucking cave. Fuck that. Because if I get stuck for even half a second, I'm panicking and I'm dead.
I'm dead. Hello. Like,
I know I can't handle that. Don't put me in that position. Even in like a competition, if I was doing the Amazing Race and they were like, you have to go through this cave. Nope. I lost.
Period.
I lost.
I'm saying that if one bug crawls on me, like I'm hyperventilating and dying. Like that's it.
You're taking everybody else with you too.
Listen.
First wetsuit. Self-destruct.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to this episode. That was a lot of traumatic thoughts now. Ugh. I'm like spreading my arms out so I know I can, like, I've opened up my voice booth.
I have space.
Yes. I'm dark. It's not a cave, though.
Okay, sorry. Just one more point on this. My favorite thing about these kinds of, like, horrors, though, is, like, people will have, like, 2 days in, like, this cave or whatever, and they're like, okay, I have to eat someone. Like, that's, like, their immediate next stop. Like, there are some people where they are just, like, one day in a cave away from eating someone else. Like,
it's giving very much Patrick Star. Now I'm gonna starve.
Yes. Are they really your friends if you haven't considered who you're going to eat first?
Exactly.
I mean.
I've never talked about that with my friends, but we all have had the conversation like, if we're not married by like 70, then it's us. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 70.
So sorry, girlfriends of mine. Guess I'm taken. So, all right. So for today's episode, we had a lot happen last time. In that thing, I think that we had Mr. Whiskers, Meowskis, he came to the party, as well as Rux's good Judy.
Marcel Pulled Pork.
Yes, Marcel Pulled Pork came to the party as well. Y'all asked some questions about a few things. I can't actually remember.
So Dr. Marcel Pulled Pork, he's the lead scientist at Gender Fluid. He throws out the mistakes. The gummies that were bad, they were mixed with direct sewage because that is part of the...
That's what it was.
Yeah. And he is actually the manufacturer of the Max gummies.
And it's like kind of unofficial, official side business, yeah. Right?
And his boss, so he manufactures them, but his boss is Submarine, which is the guy whose name we saw on Wasabi's computer, were mm-hmm. emails from Submarine or payments from Submarine.
Because I think he showed up a couple times.
Yes, there is another Submarine that has appeared in the podcast as well. Do you guys remember Submarine's other note?
I think Submarine also was the one who messed with the case in the episode. Like the, sorry, not the episode, the reality TV dating show.
Correct. Yeah. Submarine also hired Grayson.
Yeah, hired Grayson to, after being cast in the show, to send Tokyo a message to destroy a flash drive and disappear.
And now Grayson's body was found dead at the zoo.
So the zoo came up again.
Yeah, and the pickup location, if we were offered, or at least Rux was offered, the job to do the distribution, so pick up at the zoo and then deliver to the bars. Because right now... Marcel is doing both. He's the manufacturer and he's doing the deliveries.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys got a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And things are starting to connect.
The other important question, Lynn asked if Catman would still love him if he was a worm.
Yes.
I don't think we got a straight answer for that, Chris.
So I think what we're going to do is, since you got all that information out, I think we're going to have everybody be able to rest, and that way we'll start this episode on the next morning. So yeah, everybody make sure you are rested in case you've used anything.
Can off topic. Katie, I hear you typing right now. Could you tell me what you typed right now?
We can start with a long rest. Submarine, oh. Wux was offered a job to do distribution. Marcel is making and running drugs.
Okay. I just wanted to know. All right.
It is. I do type a lot. I'm not ever sure if it's relevant information.
Oh, because literally, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, literally, Chris said, we're going to take a rest. And I heard you type it. I was like, you can't be typing.
We start with a long rest.
I'm sorry. And I wasn't even trying to be a bitch. But
you know, Katie, Riverside does create a transcript for every episode. We can just send that over to you for your notes. literally, this entire, if you're going to write down every word I say, it already does that for us.
Literally, Katie is typing this right now.
Katie, like Riverside.
We can't get transcripts.
Yeah, Katie is the transcriber.
Katie is the transcriber for Riverside. I actually pay her, okay?
I am the AI robot.
So yes, it is the next morning after a very successful game night, both in terms of learning some investigative tips, learning some things about Max Gummies and Marcel, but also a pretty successful date night for Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. First group date that he's had in a while. It's kind of weird, but like, it's not bad. It was fun having everyone over.
Yeah. When you guys come downstairs, Le Capitan is pouring some whiskey into their Horp Schlorp.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, they're going to Hera the Raccoon it.
Yeah, you were just hoping to make that little joke.
Yeah, that's what that was for.
Yeah. Oh, give me some of that. I have the worst headache this morning.
Ew. Wait, you're going to drink his Horp Slurp?
I don't know. It's got whiskey in it.
Yeah. Okay. Pour you a glass.
No, the no. Glove. Hey, Lynn, please don't drink that. Please don't drink. Lynn, have you seen the things that Le Capitaine has created? You share the same kitchen.
Is there any active ash, cigarette ash in this?
I mean, how can you tell? It's all just horp schlorp.
Okay. Can Bay pop up out of the pot and be like, this is my morning bath?
Yeah. So yeah, I slap the fuck out of the glass that's in Lynn's hand. I'm like, no. And I slap it out of his hand.
Thank you. You have saved my stomach and my eyes from this occurrence.
Well, that's a waste of good whiskey.
It wasn't. I promise it wasn't. As a matter of fact, I think that I saved you from a hefty doctor's bill. So, ahoy.
While this is happening and you guys are getting yourselves awake, whether you're hungover or not, Lynn, you're going to get a message from Meoward.
Oh!
Yeah, there's a message, Meoward, thanking you for a great night and saying, I know you guys were looking for some work. This is a friend of mine in case you wanted to help them out. And there's a video from Tentacle that Meoward sent you.
Ooh, what does it say?
So as you play the video, there is an elven person with holographic red hair into like a Karen bob.
Nice.
And there's like little flickers of flames in the holograph. And they say, the Mask for Mask Playhouse has been vandalized. Someone threw a brick in our front window. What's really dramatic is that the brick was laser engraved in a strange language. The authorities said it's gibberish and shrugged it off as a random act, but I don't buy it. Anyway, don't let the boarded window fool you. The playhouse is still open.
You are such a thespian.
I love that laugh.
Dramatic.
Oh, that looks so interesting. I'm going to send him a little thanks kissy face emoji, winky face. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. And tell him that he brought over food. Tell him his food was really good. I don't remember what it was. What was it?
He brought like chicken parmesan. He brought like a lot of food.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we went all out.
Yeah. It was like we were having like a football party.
Mm-hmm.
Except there was no football. We were talking about how drugs.
Yeah, love bringing full chicken parmesans to football parties.
It was like a buffalo chicken dip too.
You can tell I know what they're called by calling it a football party.
What's your favorite tailgate food? Chicken parm?
I mean,
eat out of my trunk while we wait.
I'm also going to check the voice machine because I think we're kind of in between cases right now. Like, I'm still kind of hiding my friends because they're still wanted by the police, correct?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah. But we have finished, like, our more topical cases. So, yeah. Are there any voices on the machine or...
Yeah, I can give you
one. I'm assuming this is what we're doing. This is our next case. But
it is, but you're throwing me something, so I'm going to give you another one. Yeah. There is a voicemail. Which one I haven't used yet? Oh, I still need to get Vaughn, John, to record for me.
While he's sending that, Submarine is also, could be Urban Sim or Minus Bar.
Oh, anagrams.
Okay, great.
Not that it's necessarily an anagram, but just some.
Chris loves his little anagrams.
Loves his little anagrams.
I do.
Do you have any tattoos that are anagrams?
I should get one.
If you mix up the letters of vagina pumpkin, does it spell something?
Well, it does have an ing in it. You probably could get something out of it. Pumping.
Ugh.
Oh no!
Pumping vagina pumpkin.
It'd be like more like vagina. You gotta swap the G and the K. Pumping vagina.
Vagina. So stupid.
I'm sorry. I forgot what I was doing now. What's it called? It's called RGRP. Nope.
What's the name of this thing again?
What happened?
I'm sending you your voicemail.
Okay.
They were making fun of Chris's vagina eye tattoo.
The all-seeing coochie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that since we're all having so many laughs today, I should do this with vodka. So y'all got me for another hour before it's curtains.
Okay, if y'all could play, I sent it to you in Discord. This is a voicemail.
Your breath smells like worn jackets when you sleep. Maybe it's just the closet I'm sitting in.
Why are the jackets warm?
Oh, God. Heavy breathing. Someone's in my house.
Oh. Also, there's also urine in submarine.
Okay,
I'm done.
Oh, yellow submarine.
I think that, like, Chris just said, I will never let y'all ever go a single episode without traumatizing you one time.
This is exactly why people don't have voicemail machines anymore. That's why I'm like, could you imagine an iPhone trying to like transcribe this?
Right, heavy breathing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but now, were they in our closet?
Hey, I think we need to check all the closets. Maybe if we take all the doors off, then nobody can hide in them.
I mean, when was this voicemail sent?
Was it? Is there a date stamp on it?
Yeah, you can see it was sent about 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? Okay. Can we check all the cameras at 4 o'clock in the morning, please? This is very unsettling. My slutty waist was almost taken advantage of.
Yeah, we have some like cameras in the place that Meow had set up.
You do. You do, absolutely.
What do we see?
Check them. Shannon is sweating.
I am very sorry. This was, you know, I said that this was a safe place to be, but, you know, there's someone obviously creeping into the house, and that's really fucking gross. So
our breath smells like warm jackets. Does my breath smell sweaty?
my breath that is slutty.
I don't know. Breathe on me. I'll try to tell you. You brushed your teeth this morning, right?
I did brush my teeth. I don't want you to tell me what my breath smells like. Huh. I want you to look at the cameras, please.
Okay. I mean, you asked the question, so I just...
No, thank you so much for helping me in this situation. Look, I'm just a little damsel in distress right now, so I'm... Fuck. Hey, can y'all... The cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can check through the cameras, and actually you see that there's been no movement in the house after you guys went to bed.
Okay, there's no one on the cameras.
So...
I think that I...
Was this at someone else's... Was this the wrong number?
I really hope so. How about they put a little glyph of warning on your room? You know, anyone show up, explodes. How's that?
We're going skiing?
For skiing? I mean, I do have 7d8, like, cold damage. Explosive cold. Do you want me to put cold spell on your door?
I want to know who's being a peeping Tom in somebody's house and how do we apprehend them and keep them from doing this again.
Yeah, this also really freaked me out.
Chris, did that voice sound familiar, like we've heard it before?
It is definitely a voicemail that you've heard before. If you remember your heavy breathing voicemails, one of them was about a number of breasts or breast weights.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So could I determine if that was the same person?
Roll history.
Well, I don't think I can because I wasn't there for that voicemail.
Oh, you can't. You're right.
Rolled a 29.
You shit. You also know what day Jesus was killed.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Turns out it's not... Wait. Christmas is the birth. Hang on. My Jewish brain's thinking.
So, yeah, Lynn, you do recognize this to be a call that you've heard before. So what you know about this heavy breathing person is that they are in a closet, that they have one nipple,
okay, and
that they weigh 4 boobs. And we know that the heaviest natural breasts in the world weigh 89 boobs, or 89 pounds.
So four.
So they have one nipple. They are heavy breathing. They are in a closet and they weigh roughly 191 pounds, 89 pounds, 88.
Okay.
Is that submarine? Wait,
you said they weigh four boobs and boobs are 89 pounds.
Max.
Isn't that?
But a pair of boobs. A pair, natural breasts are 89. So it's 89 times two, 188.
178.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because 90 is 180. Da da da. So, yeah, they weigh 178 pounds. They have one nipple. They breathe heavy, and they are currently in a closet. That's what you know about them.
Great, great, great. Well, that was horrible. I got other. We have, you know, potential job from Yaward. This one involved less person breathing on the phone, heavy, very creepy. There is, you know, local theater that has been smash window with this big brick that has these weird words on it, and the police do nothing because they never do. So we can go do that, and we can, you know, try to figure out how to reinforce the agency so that, you know, no one come in and watch us sleep anymore. Hopefully.
I agree. We should go check this broken window and the languages. Should we go now?
Yeah, I'd just like to apologize first to everyone as well that I'm very sorry that, you know, that someone came in and watched us sleep. And I am working very hard to fix this. Oh, now I'll have to talk to Meoward again.
Well, we did check the cameras, and it seems that they were not in our agency.
Maybe they are invisible.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Wait, do our cameras not have the ability to check, like, for infrared, like, movement?
True side cameras are expensive.
Wait, they have... We have more money. We should buy those TrueSight cameras and keep my slutty little waist safe.
I think that is true. Okay, so first we do this case. We contact Meoward. We get more camera, and we put camera in your room to make sure that you are okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Action.
Just to make clear, the cops have already left this bar place, the playhouse.
It seems that Lynn Spector said the cops did nothing, so I guess they're not really interested. Oh, right, because you're like a convict, or like you're running from the cops, right?
Yeah, and I feel like I keep pressing my luck here, you know.
You know, I have things. I have things in my arsenal that can change your appearance so that we do not have to worry about your run-ins with the police.
So, okay. While we're there, I have a fifth level spell called Seeming, and I can change your all of our appearances, like, period.
Nice.
Yeah, it lasts for 8 hours.
Ooh.
The spell disguises physical appearances as well as clothing, armor, weapons, and equipment. I can make people look 1 foot shorter or 1 foot taller, thin or fatter in between. I can't change your body type. So I guess that would be something we could do with like clothes and then making you, I don't know, like less bulky. The changes around still fail to hold up to physical inspection. For example, if you use this spell to add a hat to a creature outfit, objects pass through the hat. Oh, okay. Yeah. So if I give you any extra things, it will be fake. It doesn't just materialize.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I tell Rux, I think that you should not worry about this because I have things for you to help you change your appearance. I can also make you invisible.
All right. I can't remember if I had the hat or if I had the wig. Bae, which one are you wearing?
Bae turns wearing the wig and the hat. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
You look great.
Thank you.
That's okay. All right. Well, does anybody have like a sun hat or any kind of wig or something? Or I can take off the cloth part, my little cape thingy that I have here. And Rux, they unbutton their little shawl
that the white shawl that they have over their armor. And they wrap their from their forehead and like let it dangle down. So just like a disguise, I guess.
Rux, your identity is non-binary, yes?
Yeah, that's correct.
If I were to change your appearance, would you like to keep that same androgyny, or would you like to dabble in the masculine or more feminine side of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, whatever keeps me hidden, you know. I'm down for either.
I'm not sure because you present cat, so I...
Call them a cat person.
I don't know how you want me to do this.
Cat them.
Yeah, I mean, whichever makes me fit in better. Probably, I mean, maybe if I do a slutty waist like you.
All right. For no reason ever. Shannon says magic words, zimzalabim, and you now are a foot shorter, and you have like a size 00 waist, and you're wearing a hoop skirt like fucking Shannon, and a crop top, halter top.
Hot.
Nice.
Okay. Perfect. This is, wow. Dang, my paw's wider than my waist. That's, where'd my organs go?
They're there. It's just different now. So, it's okay. There. It's just different.
Still think about it.
Okay.
Just right. Okay. So, I also would like to say, Rux, that on top of you changing your appearance, I would say that your accent is uniquely yours. So maybe you might want to change that.
Okay.
Yeah, try and do something more French Canadian.
Didn't I do a Southern Canadian before?
Yes.
A.
A.
Okay. I'll think of something as we're going, I guess.
Roll for accent.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
We should, okay, because we doll do accents like often, we should do an accent table.
I'm totally down.
Really, because I think that I'm not very good at accents.
Oh, you're amazing at your
You are eating your French, you are eating that up. What do you mean?
That's the one accent that I can do.
What if I try to sound a little bit more like Lynn? You know, like this. My name is Rux. I am doing just fine. This is exactly how I sound every day.
Oh my God, we're cousins.
gracias. That's how you say correct in French. So.
Sorry, I choked on my tongue a little bit there. It's hard to keep that. How do you do that without choking on your tongue?
I'm a historian, so I just learn these things.
Okay.
So you're doing great with your French accent. I think it's going to suit you well with your slutty waist.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That sounds nothing like Lynn.
It's
more of a, oh, it's a me.
Oh, it's a me, a Mario. Okay, it's a me, a Rux. This is more like what Rux sounds like, or Lynn sounds like, you mean.
Perfect.
I mean, these are all...
Well, I can't tell the difference anymore.
These are very different. I think that, you know, enough to fool the people that are watching us. I love this. This is so fun. Who's next?
Actually, before we do any more shapeshifting, the listeners and I are going to head to the Gay Agenda. I'm going to guess my voice sounded a little bit different in that transition. Anyway, this is the Gay Agenda, and first, we have big news. We learned this morning that we are being honored at the 28th Annual Webby Awards under the Best Indie Podcast category. This is an incredible achievement to be selected among the best from a record-breaking number of entries. For those that don't know, the Webby Awards are presented by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences and is hailed as the internet's highest honor by the New York Times. The Webby Awards is the leading international awards organization honoring excellence on the internet, including websites, mobile sites, video, advertising, media, podcasts, PR, social, game and AI, metaverse, and virtual. Honorees in other categories this year include Troy Sivan, Kelly Clarkson, and Smartless Podcast with Sean Hayes, Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett. So we are in amazing company as an honoree. We are so proud to be honored by such a massive awards organization, and it really confirms that we've created something special here. And thank you for being part of this journey and the podcast community. I know I've said it plenty of times, but this literally would not have happened without you, so thank you. Also, I know I said this last week, but this time I'm actually right. This is the last week that I am collecting surveys for my LGBTQ travel adventure. So if you want to travel with a Webby Award honoree and you haven't taken the survey yet, please do so. The more responses I get, the more options I get to choose from. But right now, Thailand just took the top destination spot thanks to everyone that took the survey last week, which I gotta be honest, that's my top pick anyway. So let's just keep on pushing for Thailand. Let's just keep going. The survey link is in the episode notes. It's just a few questions and it would seriously help me out. So thank you for taking that. Speaking of links, if you go to rollgayroleplay.com, you'll find links to everything Roll Gay Roleplay, like our social media, our Discord channel, merch, and our Patreon. Pretty soon, you'll see a Webby Award nominee badge on our site, but not yet, because every time I touch the website, Tisha has to fix something that I did. Now, it is a new month, which means we have a new podcast that we want to share with you. Here's a message from some of our friends.
Hello, Zach here from Geekscant, and I'm here to warn you strongly about our podcast. We've got three hosts forming some sort of a Bermuda triad where many unfortunate souls enter and precious, precious few merge again unscathed. One of our siren hosts speaks incessantly about Dungeons and Dragons and God knows what other malevolence. The other, a sea hag of a man that delves the depths of Kickstarter and brings back both luminous pearls and moist clams. Finally, the third and most despicable will spew tales of distant lands like tabletop conventions and other occurrences. Together we weave a tangled net of RPGs, reviews, and interviews that's sure to leave you breathless, drowning. Now let me ask you a question. Has this tantalized you? If so, you can catch the Geekscant live on the World of Game Design Twitch and YouTube each week. Just search for World of Game Design on Twitch or YouTube, or search for Geekscant, that's GEEKSCANT, in your favorite podcast feed, and you'll be able to download the audio there. Enjoy.
With my seeming spell, I look over at Bay and I say, I can change you too.
I want to look like Rux.
So, here's the thing is that you're still going to look blue. There's that. Yeah, I can give you a slutty waist.
Okay.
You want a slutty waist?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Book knockers.
Knockers.
I think that, well, actually, no, because, so, I think that Shannon, like, waves his hand and says Zimzalabim to, like, do it, but I also think that it's just Bay changing their body.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Bay's like,
oh, I feel a magic!
And now, I think that Lynn, so, I don't know. We are not in trouble with the police, but having these two people in a world of magic that are clearly with us, should we change too?
I think that would be really fun. A makeover montage. You know what I mean?
Aha, Zimzalabim. So what shall I be changing you into?
I think that we should all be super skinny waist bitches.
And we're called the Plastics.
Exactly.
I want to be Renee Rapp.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Cool. Then I'm Tori Kelly. If we're going for, like, amazing vocalists. Lynn Spector, you also get a hoop skirt. This one is in a, it's black. And you're wearing a black crop top, halter top.
Yes.
And you're also a double zero waist.
We look like you're backup dancers.
And then Shannon turns into, Shannon grows a foot taller, so now they're 5'10". Now they're 5'10". And he says, I will not be wearing a crop and a halter and a hoop skirt. And he's now wearing like a vintage, like lime green zoot suit.
Yes.
Oh.
Powerful. I fucking love. Yeah.
And he says, and well, chaps, I think that we'll be changing our accents as well.
This feels like real espionage, everybody. I don't know. I can do accent like this.
I think that you just spoke louder.
So Lynn Spector's accent changes just speaking really loud.
Loud and slow.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Well, tally ho then.
Let's go.
Fuck, that really got me. Okay.
Lost him.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm like congested and laughing, so like everything's just coming up right now.
Sorry.
I know. Giving myself heartburn.
Right? Oh fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right. You guys are on your way to the Mask for Mask Playhouse, right? That's where we're heading?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure that everyone understands it's not problematic, it's M-A-S-K, mask. Because it's a playhouse, the two masks. Come on. I write comedy. Hello, I'm Chris.
We are not, we will never fem shame on this podcast ever. As a matter of fact, we will mask shame before we ever fem shame.
Yeah, 100%.
Hello, men are trash.
Except if they're butch.
I think all of us have been in a wig for, well, all the mask presenting.
Yeah. Brandon, do you consider yourself mask presenting? that's a plot twist to me, honey.
If we were to rank us on mask presenting, Brandon, you are at the fucking bottom.
Hello, I was like, you gotta beat Chad and Tisha.
Right?
I will wear that as a trophy. That is, thank you.
Comes in a full like Velma skirt. Yeah, I'm a man. Yeah.
What pronouns are he, him?
My pronouns are USA.
Smith and Wesson.
Oh fuck, I'm sweating.
Are you good if we continue, bro?
Oh god.
Fuck.
Okay, so we're going to make our way to the Mask for Mask Playhouse. As you get there, there is a brick building with white paint on the bottom half of it, white and green paint. There are red doors, and the main window to the right side of the doors has been boarded up. And there's a big marquee on the top that says auditions today, and it has shows that are coming up.
Oh, yes.
And there are two masks on top of the marquee.
Nice. Are they the happy and sad masks?
Happy and sad masks.
The theater.
The theater.
Shakespeare.
Oh my god, there is... Oh, sorry. Oh my god, there are the auditions. We should try to do this.
It's the same thing.
It is the exact...
It's also a little slower.
That's a brilliant fucking choice.
Come on. Accent 2.0, okay. Okay.
Well, chaps, I suppose we should just mosey on in then, yes?
I love this.
All right. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
You make your way into the theater. You see that there's a concession stand on inside, and then there's two theater doors on either side of the stand that you can enter. The doors are wide open. So you can continue to walk in, and you see that there is the person with holographic hair. This time, though, it's in long, thick violet curls, and it's parted in the middle.
But they're currently sitting in the theater facing the stage.
Why'd we come here in disguise? Oh.
Did Brandel just get inspiration for a new hairstyle? Because, bitch, it's giving. Mm.
Do we want to just go up to this guy and ask him about the Zabroiken, offer our services?
Yeah.
Tally-ho, then.
Okay.
Wait,
so,
does Bay have a... I'm sorry. Does Bay have a different accent, too?
No.
that Bay voice is a strain enough.
I tried to do a wrestling voice for a while with him. That wasn't fun.
So Rux will walk up to them. Hey, my good sir, I heard that you had a break-in. I wanted to offer my services and our whole detective agency.
Well, hello there. Let me stand up and shake your hand. And they'll stand up. They're standing at 6'4". They're a slender elven man. The name is Glitterfucks Prismwind.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry. I did not get that surname. What was that again?
Glitterfucks Prismwind.
Yeah. Yeah, let me write that down for an anagram.
Fucks. Fucks? Like Xanimal?
F-U-X. Glitterfucks Prismwind.
Thank you.
I sent it to you in the recording chat.
Prism, like the light.
We gotta
not you
that.
Going breaking the fourth wall in voice.
This character was picked by our Patreon members, just so you guys know that.
Nice.
Let me look up anagrams.
Let's kill him.
Die.
Okay, Monsieur Prismwind. I saw on the video that you had a brick that had maybe gibberish on it?
Oh, yes. I sure do. Are you sure none of you want to audition for the show?
I
think you'd be a great Sir Zim Edward 5111.
Zim Edward 5111?
Yes, I'm putting on a show. The Lion King Zim Edward V111.
So it's like a mix-up of Edward VIII and The Lion King?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, yes. It's a play about a short but dramatic reign of Zim Edward 5111. And showing how much damage an American woman can do to a pride of lions when she captures the prince's heart.
Oh.
Oh, I think one of our detective mates might be good at that.
Do any of you rollerblade? I could use some background dancers in my show next week.
Yes, chap, I do rollerblade. I do spend some time on the good rolling woods.
I'll have you audition for my show. It's Bipolar Mania, shown as an interpretive dance in the form of rollerblade figure skating, breaking the stigma of mental illness in the form of dance.
That sounds uniquely autistic, if you would. So I will be a part of it for sure.
Can I do like an athletics role? I don't think Lynn is very athletic, but he wants to be a roller skating backup dancer. He does like a 14. Ooh. He does like a little pirouette. It's a little wobbly, but okay.
Okay.
Oh my God. I said uniquely artistic.
I heard uniquely autistic and I'm
you
like,
you said
yes.
Uniquely autistic.
I heard that uniquely autistic as well.
No, I said it with a British accent. I said, that sounds uniquely artistic.
With a British accent. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, autism is definitely in love with trains.
It did sound uniquely autistic, though.
I will never be canceled. Okay, bitch. No. Okay. No. I said uniquely artistic. Okay. Now that we've got that settled and I feel okay now, we can continue.
Yeah. All right, so, yes, I can have you audition. Let me find you that brick, too.
Yes, the brick.
Yes, they will get up and they will button their suit is made out of neon fabrics. It's like an oversized suit. Yes, they stand up, they put their sunglasses on, and they have oversized sparkling sunglasses around their eyes.
I love this.
It's giving.
You remind me of Sir Elton John.
I was giving Elton John, yeah.
I don't recognize that actor's name, but I assume he's been an award-winning actor. And I appreciate it.
Well, they have been knighted.
According to my research back in my historian days, it has come I have learned of Sir Elton John to be one of the leading R&B artists of the earliest centuries.
I love how wrong Shannon is. Like, I love it so much.
R&B, the R&B artist Elton John and his sultry voice that he used to swoon the women, for he was straight.
He was straight. Ah. I did not know that.
Well, now you do, because I am the historian and I'm never wrong.
Would anyone like some popcorn on the house? I just popped it.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
No, you slutty waste.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I will just smell it.
Can we watch you?
Can we watch
you? Oh, of course.
Is this a mukbang?
Glitterfox is going to get themselves some popcorn, put it in a bag, and start eating it in front of you. Open mouth.
But I also imagine Glitterfox is like one of those people that like eats popcorn with their tongue, like picks up the popcorn with the tongue and then like.
Absolutely.
Like a yeah. Mm.
It's a long pierced tongue too.
Damn. Lynn's looking a little flushed.
So as they're eating it, actually they're going to, I think that they're going to see a little bit of a flush to that. Let me just roll real quick, actually. Yeah. Okay. They're going to notice you all watching them eat popcorn. I'm not sure why. But they're going to start shaking their hair, and the purple curls are going to turn into an amber-colored, wavy hair, now parted on the side.
Ooh.
A little bit of that, like, Fabio moment going on, and they'll start being a little bit more seductive about how their tongue takes the popcorn out.
Oh.
And they'll start explaining, well, here's what happened. I was practicing in the theater when I heard the noise.
Lynn gets violently flusher. I only rolled a three, so... That change really affects Lynn.
Good.
Essential fail.
I was in the theater when I heard the noise. I ran out, found this brick on the ground, and I called the authorities immediately. I saw no one. The authorities just said it was some random person. I didn't look into it. Didn't even take the brick. Rude. But I think this is the language on here. Look, look, look at this. Look, look, look. And Glitterfox will pull out the brick, and I'm going to give you what it looks like on the brick.
Okay.
Girl, what the fuck?
What is this? It looks like SOS.
Yeah, there's some dots, there's some dashes, they're on different levels, lines.
Morse.
No, high key, outside of character, is this Braille?
Ooh!
No, that's, isn't that Morse code?
Or Morse code?
No, it's not.
No, the dots and dashes are different. Or it's one of those, like, sorry. So yeah, essentially, that's what Chris said. There is a bunch of like dots and dashes and little lines and stuff in multiple levels. There's like three or four. Like, there's like three main layers with like little layers in between, almost like a music chart. And then there are differently sized dots and dashes. So the reason that people are kind of questioning if it's Morse code, so it's just an audio description, is because the dots and dashes are all different sizes. So there like are some consistencies between the sizes, but there are multiple versions of the dots and dash sizes. So not as black and white as Braille.
And they're,
Morse code.
Morse code.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like at different levels too. Shit.
Because Braille is just dots, right?
Braille is just dots.
And it's on like a 2x3 grid, I think.
Mm-hmm. Baby, what the hell is this?
Also, if we take the negative space, could it be letters? Like if we like in reverse, like close all of the spaces in.
Oh.
I saw this in a webcomic once.
I see a V, an A, another V and an what? A.
Mostly just V's and A's.
Mostly just V's and A's.
It says vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah, so you should join our Discord, because Chris is going to post this when this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, if anybody was paying attention to the previous name, Glitterfuck's Prism Wind unscrambles to Dick's Lump Wig Fitter.
That sounds really...
So.
That sounds so on the ball.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on the dicks.
Oh, you're right.
But it's dicks with D-I-X, right?
Yes.
I was like, There's no C or K in this fucking name.
That looks like weird language. Can I do an investigation?
So that might be a good place to start on the next episode of Roll Gay Roleplay.
Yes.
All right.
All right, we've got a new case, Glitterfox Prism Wind.
Oh, that also descrambles to lit exit sign and then a bunch of other letters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who says you need all the letters in an anagram, right?
It's like a Lego set.
I'm Chris the DM. You can find me on all social media at Chris Drinks Lemonade.
I'm Tisha. You can find me on Instagram at @1Tish1.
I'm Brandel, and you can find me in the Patreon, where the pre-gosses usually go out Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Hi, my name is Katie, and you can sometimes find me in the Discord, where Chris will be posting our little mind puzzle.
And hey, I'm Jonathan, and oh yeah, why am I the only one popping my fucking pussy right now?
The vodka.
Because mine's tired.
Yes, the pussy needs a break, honey.
That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
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 Needs a break.
An RGRP LLC production. Music by Joe Barsanti. Heavy Breathing, voiced by Tim.